The Sigillite by Chris Raitt, performed by Ramon Tickerham, Tim Treloar, and Toby Longworth. Khalid Hassan sat in the antechamber, trying not to sweat, trying not to allow his hands to shake, trying not to do anything that would bring him any more dishonor to his rank and regiment. He forced himself to remain still, his back against the polished marble wall, his palms pressed down onto the fabric of his ceremonial dress trousers, the high, stiff collar prickled at his neck, irritating his freshly shaved skin. He felt ludicrous, cleaned and trimmed and starched, like a living meal to be served in some unholy banquet.
This is absurd. I was not wound this tight on the mission itself.
He forced himself to go through the motions, to assess the current scenario, to run through the options. The antechamber was large, just one of a series of opulent rooms he'd passed through in sequence. He had been accompanied in by a man in a black shift and velvet shoes who had padded silently like a cat. The man had said nothing, just stared at Hassan with inscrutable, heavy-lidded eyes. He'd left him alone in the final room with a slight bow, withdrawing as sleekly as he'd arrived, closing two bronze panel doors with a quiet click of locks. Another pair of identical doors stood shut on the facing wall. According to the gold-chased chrono on the mantelpiece opposite, Hassan had sat alone for 7 minutes. It had felt more like an eternity. At least the surroundings were comfortable. The air was cool and clear, filtered through shuttered windows. Hassan could hear the languid gurgle of a fountain in the courtyard outside. A low table stood in the center, upon which rested a silver ewer, a towel, and a single cut crystal glass that glinted in the soft light. Hassan had not touched it. He had sat in the same starched position since being shown to his place by the feline steward. He had watched the play of sunlight through the shutters, smelled the floral aroma of the wood and the fabrics, listened to the quiet play of the fountain. He had seen it. Even if this was the last thing he saw, he had still seen it. How many men could say the same? He had seen the vision of the immortal emperor, the handiwork of 1,000 architects, the defensive masterpiece of the Primarch Rogel Dorn. Viewed from the incoming lander, it had been astonishing, magnificent, a sprawling fantasy of stone and adamantium and granite and gold. Defense towers jostled with observatories and terraced gardens, missile batteries and slotted bunkers thrust up tightly amid pillared libraries, burnished monuments to the pride and ambition of mankind, all picked out under the azure sky of the Himalayan peaks. Now, lost in the heart of its vastness, listening to the calming trickle of water, he could run through the events of the past few days. Captain Khalid Hassan of the 4th Clandestine Order, the most decorated of the serving officers of his regiment, a man who had loved his work so completely that he had had no life and no family outside of it, contemplated, with a certain fatality, the failure that had brought him to the Imperial Palace.